Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all blessed? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. And, Dr. Shealy, I was mentioning that I was pickling some tomatoes, and there's a medical reason why I'm discussing this, and I'll get to it in just a second. So when I pickle, just to recap, when I pickle these green tomatoes with onions with Mrs. Fennelli over the weekend, here was the recipe I used. Now, don't necessarily follow what I did, because I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. So 13 and a half pounds of green tomatoes washed, and the spots I didn't want, I cut them out, and about 1 1/2 teaspoons of yellow and brown mustard seed, 1 1/2 teaspoons of black peppercorns, 6 bay leaves, 1 quart of apple cider vinegar with mother, 2 quarts of water, filtered ProPure water, 1 1/2 teaspoons of crushed red pepper, and made 7 quart jars. Now, I read a lot of books on canning. I've never done green tomatoes before, and I watched a lot of YouTube videos. What I found out was, some people would say, "Oh yeah, this is my great great grandmother's recipe." You can add dill if you want, you can add mustard seeds if you want, you could add pepper, you could add onion, you could add, you could modify the recipes. Other sources says whatever you do, don't modify the recipe, because you can make botulism and kill yourself. So it's just like the news today. Just as bad. You can't tell what's what. You can't tell what's true. And there are lots of methods of doing this. One method is you boil or you bring the marinade to a boil, then you turn down the heat, then you add the tomatoes, the green tomatoes, and the onions, and you wait till the tomatoes turn yellow, and then you put them in the hot jars that have been sterilized. Some people say sterilize the jars once, then all you need to do is wash them the next time. Others say you got to sterilize the jars every time. Some say you have to sterilize the lids. Sometimes they say you don't have to sterilize the lids. Sometimes just make the lid, the rubber seal soft. Others say just put it on. So it's really, really confusing. Just like reading the news. So the whole point of this is, you want to make sure that the lids go concave, looking at it from the inside, when you seal them, so that air doesn't get in them, they have an airtight seal. That you want to make sure, and if there's any leakage, you need to worry about botulism. So that's where the medical question comes in. If these home canned jars had botulism, what would that mean, Dr. Shealy? Is botulism deadly? Is it something you can wipe off?
It certainly can be. Now, botulism is a very severe poison, essentially, to the gastrointestinal tract. It can cause vomiting, nausea, diarrhea.
How about death? Can it cause death?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a serious infection.
So that tells me that I should be really cautious about accepting a gift of canned or pickled anything from someone who, Well, I'm thinking about Christmas gifts of years ago. Shouldn't I be concerned about those kinds of things?
Well, yes. I mean, if they know how they're canning. I mean, if you put them in theoretically, if you can them in a pressure cooker, you should stir up. That should sterilize almost anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have an all-American pressure cooker slash pressure canner, but I didn't use that. I used the water bath that...
Yeah, water bath will not necessarily kill botulinum, so
okay. You
need to do sterilize in advance.
Okay, so, all right. So these appear to be okay in terms of the lids, but does that mean that they're not necessarily okay?
Well, it means to me they're probably okay.
Okay.
I mean,
so,
from what you've told me about how you prepare them,
yeah,
it should be okay.
Okay. And does botulism live in low pH conditions? So, for example, one of the things I read about was you need to have the pH around 3.7. And if it's 3.7, you know, likelihood of botulism living in that food is pretty low.
I think
is that okay? So when you can, do you use pH test strips to see what the pH is? Because, you know, if you add onions, that changes the pH of the tomatoes. If you add vinegar, at a one part vinegar to two parts water, that changes the pH compared to one part vinegar, one part water. And if you add peppercorns, that changes it. If you add mustard, that changes it. And so what I read was, no matter if you modify the recipe substantially, you can kill yourself. That's what I learned. And it's complicated. This is not just art. This is science. This is biology. It's chemistry.
According to the internet, a pH of 4.6 or less is strong enough acid, theoretically, to kill botulinum.
Okay, 4.6. Okay, I read 4.2. I read 3.7. It's just like the news. And I bought a bunch of books, a bunch of old used books, and you know, I read a whole bunch, and then I said to Mrs. Finelli, the more I read, the more confused I am, the more complicated this is. So I had her read it, and then together we confused each other, and so I contacted Kathy in Ohio and sent her an email, and I said that, you know, one recipe said you can add onions, another recipe said don't even think about it. And the answer is, you really need to go with approved recipes, you know, ones that have been tested in the lab. So I really don't know. So we've got a call coming in, and hey, it's Sharon in Montana, and we're going to get some expert advice right here on canning from Sharon in Montana. Sharon, welcome.
Well, good morning. You got on my favorite topic, canning, so I thought I would call in for a second.
I'm so glad you called.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm so glad you called, because I am pretty well confused, more than usual.
I kind of feel like you're overthinking, because you're being really cautious. If you're putting in a lot of acid, like vinegar, it's hard to go bad and it will go moldy. You'll know it, and it'll stink. I think the one you want to be really careful about is anything that requires pressure canning, such as vegetables like beans or corn or meat. Those are the ones that it potentially could be bad and you wouldn't smell it or taste it. But most of your water bath stuff, you'll know it. You'll just know it. It'll taste off, or it'll smell, or it'll stink. But, you know, as long as you have enough salt or you have enough vinegar or sugar, they're all kind of preservatives, and mm-hmm. So anything you're pickling usually will have enough vinegar, or you can even use lime juice, or there's some other alternates, but most people go to vinegar, and you probably really don't have to worry about it. And if you're going to water bath it more than 10 minutes, you don't need to sterilize the jars, but you can always just sterilize them, and like for jams, it's ideal to sterilize them. But you can just sterilize them and then just tip them upside down on a kitchen towel. I use my cookie sheets or lined cookie sheets, mm-hmm. and I just tip them upside down, and you can just spill them as you need to, and then you can put them all, if you're going to water bath them, then you can water bath them. But everybody and their brother has some kind of expert advice, and I think people have been doing this for multiple years, and if you kind of use a common sense approach, that you probably aren't going to have any problems. My main concern is that people would try to would try to water bath things that are like meat and vegetables that are super low acid, and you really could get sick. And there are some recipes, I think some of the Amish or Hutterite people still, some of the old ones still do that, where they cook it for an hour or 2 hours or something, but I personally would not trust that. I would definitely use a pressure canner and make sure you knock that out. But, and also I was going to tell you, the first time you do anything takes a long time, but you'll probably cut that down to, there's a certain amount of processing time you have to do, but you'll cut that down to where you'll whip those out in a whole lot faster than what you guys took.
I was thinking.
A whole lot, because you'd never get hardly anything canned otherwise. You know, like I have probably over 2,000 jars canned down there. Okay, they're not all in 1 year because I made jam and it's good for 3 or 4 years, and I can up meat and it's good for a long time. And, you know, I mean, I'm always taking advantage of whatever good deals I can get, and I freeze, but we do have 3 freezers, but they're full. And so I can, and then I dehydrate. I'm actually getting into dehydrating. In fact, right now I'm cooking down some carrots I was given. I'm going to dice them and dehydrate them, and then they'll just store really easily, mm-hmm. and they reduce down. But once you get the system down, you'll be like, somebody will cut the onions, somebody will cut some tomatoes. You'll already have the water boiling. You got the jars in, you pull them out. And, you know, I mean, you just kind of get a routine down to where you shorten that time considerably. But, like, the first time I made applesauce, it took me forever, but it does not take me forever now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
It's just a learning thing.
I said to Mrs. Finelli, you know, it makes those $2 jars of pickles seem really inexpensive.
Of course, pickles can go pretty quick when you get them going, okay? I usually sterilize my pickle jars, too. I do, just because I don't want to get any kind of mold or any bacteria thing that I didn't notice. And then your pickles will mold, you know, if you don't. Mm-hmm. But the vinegar in the jars, in theory, would kind of keep that at bay. But I usually just sterilize them. But I do something they don't highly recommend, but it's really quite easy. Like I said, I have these cookie sheets that have little edge along them, and I stack a whole bunch of jars in my oven, and I sterilize them that way, and then I am careful to take them out. They say they can shatter, but if you're not taking them out into a 30-degree room, they probably won't shatter, okay? And then they're already sterilized, so that way you don't have to have all that boiling water, because I get my stovetop too full if I'm doing two or three different things at one time. So, it is possible to sterilize them in the oven. The only thing they warn you is that they can shatter. And like I said, the main reason they would shatter is because you have extreme temperature changes. Okay.
Sharon, let's ask Dr. Shealy a medical question about this. Dr. Shealy,
sure.
and chemistry. Dr. Shealy, the reason for the pressure cooker / canner versus the water bath, is that because the pressure inside the vessel that you'd be using to heat the items you're canning is the reason that you raise the temperature higher than 212 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level? Is that the reason, higher temperature?
Well, yeah, it, both the pressure and the temperature, it's like everything else. When you move your hand through the air, there's not much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
As you go faster, it feels like more pressure because you are pushing more air.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that we are surrounding the jars with more pressure and higher temperature, which kills bacteria?
Yes.
Better?
Yes.
Okay. And is that why you do it as well, Sharon?
Well, I do it because they recommend it, and I don't want my family get sick, but I've been canning for over 35 years. So
you use...
And nobody's ever gotten sick. And I...
Okay.
If there's... I'll let you get off. This thing's coming on. The music...
Yeah, okay, we'll be right back. And we've got another call on another line. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Norm Shuley. Sharon's with us in Montana. Dr. Shuley's in Missouri. I'm in Missouri. Brett is on hold in New York. Dr. Shuley, I just wanted to mention that when I did the canning of these pickled green tomatoes, I didn't have all the ingredients. So I didn't have any polysorbate 80, and I didn't have any yellow dye, and I didn't have any blue dye. Do you think it'll be okay?
Oh, yeah. I doubt that those would make a difference.
Sharon, any comments?
You know, I was going to say, if you first start canning, you probably are best off just following a known recipe. And the Bulk Canning Cookbook has some really good recipes. Or somebody that you know really well that's canned a lot that might want to give you their variations. You can alternate a little bit. Like if you put some peppercorns in or red pepper or something, that's not going to matter. You're talking infinitesimal amount. But I did have some friends who I gave my salsa recipe, and they decided to massively alter it and didn't put any vinegar in, and then they couldn't believe that it didn't work, you know. And I'm thinking, well, the things that preserve the food is salt, sugar, and like vinegar, or if you use lemon juice or lime juice, you know, that kind of thing. So you don't want to make radical variations, especially on water bath stuff. When you're pressure canning, you just pressure can it for the item that needs it the longest. So if you're making
Sharon, did you say sugar is a preserver?
Yeah, sugar helps preserve. Yeah, like jams. You know, you make jams; they don't normally go bad.
Well, I'm sorry. I was thinking about pickles or tomatoes.
Yeah, well, if you make sweet pickles, you know, I make sweet relish. Okay, and so, but I also have vinegar in it, but. water bath to me isn't near as dangerous as if you're working with pressure cooking, as far as making sure you have your times and pressure. Because anything I've ever water bathed, if it still happened to develop a tiny hole somewhere that I couldn't see, you can tell it pops up and it's not sealed. But, you know, if you're not paying attention, I'm usually real careful. But if it does, you'll see it. It's moldy. It smells. It doesn't look right. The color's off. You know, it's not something anybody with any common sense would try to eat. But, you know, it's pressure canning to me. I've always been really careful. I actually run the pressure for sure the length, usually another 5 minutes, just because I was raising five kids and I didn't want my kids getting sick, you know, or myself.
That's what we did.
Yeah, you can make a little variations. I would just kind of stick with a kind of traditional recipe at first. And I wouldn't go crazy and think, oh, but I should add this and I should add that, until you know what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Sharon, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. You guys have fun. Keep canning it. You might really like it down the road. It is not... Down the road, you would not take near that amount of time to make that. Trust me. You'll figure out a lot faster. You're an efficient guy, and you know, it's probably like the first time you changed your oil. It took quite a long time, but after that, you whip it right out, in a sense. I mean, I know you let yours drain longer, but while it's draining, you'll be doing other things.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
very good.
You learn to get more efficient.
Sean, I appreciate your wealth of knowledge, and I just wanted to let you know that I get a lot of comments about you and Kyle and Joey, and so if you're wondering, you are well appreciated for your vast knowledge and your contributions to our class. So I just want to say thank you to you and Kyle and Joey.
Well, thanks. I love to do this, and I love to share it. I've had people come over, go to their house, and do it. I take great satisfaction at looking at all those little jars lined up on my shelf and knowing that we have food to eat. And just as a side note, I'm beating a drum to death, but if people can, go get extra food now. I just really believe you should. Anyway, thank you so much.
I agree. Sharon, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That was Sharon in Montana. Brett in New York, you're on with Dr. Norm Shealy. Welcome.
Hey, this is Brett from New York. I called in last week.
Yeah. Welcome.
Actually, I was hoping to ask Sharon a question. I had a canning question because of the show, because of her and you. I started doing canning. I'm on my third batch, but the water's like boiling off in my jars, and I'm ending up with very little water at the end. And I was hoping to preserve, you know, a lot of the juice in the canning jar, and I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or if I'm doing something right, and that normally happens.
Can you explain what you're saying?
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand.
Pressure canning.
Okay.
What's that?
Your pressure canning, and you've got your contents in jars, and you've got the lid on,
and the cap on.
Uh huh.
And I'm going through the process, doing like 75 minutes. It's got some meat, it's got some vegetables in it.
Okay.
It's possible the vegetables are absorbing.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues for the suspect involved in a shooting of a husband and son of a federal judge at their home in New Jersey last night. The son died in the shooting. The husband's hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman was reportedly dressed as a FedEx delivery man and shot Judge Esther Sala's husband when he answered the door. The son was shot moments later. This man lives down the street. He knows the family, especially the son who was killed.
Sad to see him go. I mean, he's a decent kid, like, you know, he's going to be a lawyer just like his dad did. Sad to see him go. I mean, my prayers go out to his family, of course. You know, they're good people.
The United States has a new higher 7-day average for new coronavirus cases. It recorded 64,650 new ones yesterday as Kentucky, Louisiana, Oregon, South Carolina, all of those states set new single-day records. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The November race between incumbent President Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is ramping up. Here's an update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Decision 2020 is in full swing. Biden Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield has released a statement saying, for over a year, the Trump campaign have cycled through the same self-defeating attacks against Joe Biden and have failed to get traction on a single one. This comes after President Trump sat down for an exclusive interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, where he accused Joe Biden of wanting to abolish the police and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Wallace fact-checked him.
They've run them poorly. It was always bad, but now it's gotten totally out of control, and it's really because they wanted to fund the police, and Biden wants to defund the police.
Sir, he does not.
Bedingfield continued in her firing back, calling the response to the coronavirus pandemic a catastrophic mismanagement that has led to over 140 deaths in the country.
I think we have one of the lowest mortality rates in the world.
We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will take a look
this week.
And one of Elvis Presley's guitars going up for auction this week. His 1942 Martin D18 is expected to bring as much as $3 million. The auction starts Wednesday with a starting bid of $1.2 million. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm, Sheila's with us. Brett's with us in New York. And Brett, you're trying to can meat in a pressure canner. Dr. Sheila, do you have any thoughts about this? Because I have no experience.
Well, I've done lots
with
a
pressure canner of meat.
And I've never had the volume decrease. Are you tightening the lids really good, well, before you put it on?
No, not really tight. They say just finger tight.
Well, I don't know. I've always tightened it as tight as I can get them.
Okay.
But I can't. I mean, otherwise, I would think you'd cease to see the change in the water around the if the liquid in the jars is disappearing. It's got to be in the surrounding water.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in the surrounding water, yes. And
yeah.
That's what I'm wondering what I'm doing wrong.
I would just tighten the lids more.
Okay. I'll give that a try.
Yeah, let me know.
I'll tell you what, you know,
that's one of the things
that
I started doing because of the listening to the show.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's do a special broadcast on canning, or a couple special broadcasts on canning. Would you like to see us do that? Because it is complicated.
Yeah. It is.
It really is.
I do
especially
dehydrating.
For.
I do food dehydrating,
right,
and it's a total different. And
okay.
As far as your pickles
let's
go,
do a special
do you buy a mandolin? Do you use a mandolin or you use a knife to cut your pickles, tomatoes up?
I use a knife, and I use a stainless steel knife. I have my favorite knife, and it's got lots of wear on it. It's it's made by a German company, and it's an inexpensive one, maybe, $2, plastic handle. But I have a sharpening stone, and I sharpen it every time, when I need to cut precisely. And it has maybe a 3-inch blade, so it's not a long blade. And the reason I do that is I like that particular blade. And when I sharpen a blade, I wash and wash and wash that blade and that handle very, very well. Then I wipe it with a paper towel again and again and again to make sure there's no stainless steel particles nor sharpening stone particles on that blade. And I was thinking about all the times over the years I've been to a restaurant and they carve beef and the guy with the white hat and the costume on, that's appearing to be the chef, takes that sharpening steel and he's sharpening that knife and doesn't wipe it off, and I'm eating those particles. So I, as I thought back about that, I want to make sure I don't do that anymore. So I don't eat out at restaurants.
That steel doesn't sharpen the knife, by the way. That steel just knocks the burrs off.
Yeah.
That's why they send them
out to
sharpening service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What grit stone?
Some of those burrs probably just hang on. I have a two-part stone. I have a fine, and I have a more coarse. And I don't know exactly. It's probably 6 inches in length, about maybe 2 3/4, 2.5 inches in width, and about 1 inch in depth. I bought it on the internet couple decades ago, and I see that they're available, on eBay. So I to be specific, I don't know. I don't know the brand name.
I have a dear
friend
who makes violins from scratch. And he advised me. He makes his own tools and sharpens his own tools in his shop. Because he two blocks of wood, planes them out, glues them together. That's the back. He starts carving it out. And he advised me to buy an 800, a 1200, and an 8000 grit. And you can sharpen your straight razor if you become proficient at it.
With the 8000?
Yes. Well, you work your way up. But, you get a mirror finish.
Yeah, my grandparents used to shave with a straight razor, and all men did if they shaved back in the 1920s, and they used a leather strap.
Strop.
For two things. Yeah, strop. That's what my grandfather used to call it, a strop. I thought he was mispronouncing
S-T-R-O-P.
Strap. and it sharpened the razors and created welts on the butts of misbehaving children. That's what it was used for.
there's a thing they call, I think they call it the fence edge or something like that, and that's where when you sharpen on one side, you're actually pushing that very fine edge of the blade over to the other side, and that's why they use the sharpening steels to straighten that out. It's a quick way of straightening out the bend or the pushover, and you can do it on a car window, on the edge of a car window gently, different things like that.
We'd have a class on that too. That's an interesting.
Well, that's why I went and I bought these stones, because down the road, you know, you're not going to be able to send your knives out for a sharpening service. There's yeah. going to be nobody to send them to, you know, mm-hmm. And talk about having trades that are barterable. You know, hey, your hunting knife, you can't gut your deer because your knife's all dull. It's easier to get cut by a dull knife than a sharp knife. And so that's one service, you know, to add on to the other things that I do.
Brett, thanks so much for your call. Dr. Shealy, sharpening instruments, surgical instruments.
I have never known of doing that. You know, you in my experience, we always use the new blade every time.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the original surgeons?
Barbers.
Right. Barbers, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. They were the only ones with the steady hand. And they knew how to sharpen a blade.
That's why a barber's pole, I don't even know if they have them anymore, but they were these cylindrical signs that would rotate, and many of them would rotate, and they would have red and white, and I guess white was for purity, and red was for the blood. Right? No. Yeah, I'm serious about that.
And, I thought they were red and blue and white, but... Yeah, you could be right. I haven't seen one in quite a while.
Well, maybe the blue, if they had it, was the patients would would turn
Venus.
if there were mistakes made.
And that was for when you eat the GMO food that your blood gets all congealed and
Here's something interesting. You're talking about barbers and surgeons, and years ago. Probably around, I'm thinking maybe the 1920s, maybe up to the 30s, that if you wanted to be a barber, you actually had to qualify. You actually had to not only take a test, but you had to prove proficiency. And one of the things that you had to do was shave a balloon with a straight razor.
Yes. Shave a cream balloon, yes.
Right. And if the balloon popped, that was the equivalent of F, grade of failure.
Yeah, there's a similar test many years ago, although everybody uses plastic now, but you had to caulk a joint on with the lead and oakum, and if the joint leaked, then you failed the test.
That would be a plumbing test, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plumb
but
as in PB. PB is a symbol for lead in the periodic table. Brett, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. Well, you and all the instructors are very much appreciated.
Well, Dr. Shealy has been with me the longest, absolutely the longest, and we certainly appreciate his 2 hours of devotion plus prep time every week. Brett, thank you again.
I told a friend that's having epilepsy problems and that she could call in and speak to a doctor that's a homeopath and... Of course, she didn't ask me for the number.
And that's an interesting thing. And I was going to say, you know, we haven't heard from that person. I found that there are a whole bunch of people with all kinds of maladies, and it seems that there's some problem between the telephone and picking it up and making that call. I don't get it. Sometimes people say, you know, I tried to call you. And my response is, did you pick up the phone? I mean...
Yeah, I really tried, but I just couldn't pick that phone up.
Right. Brett, thanks
again.
Maybe
it's that one more...
That was Brett in New York. Dr. Shealy, food shortages. Sharon mentioned, get some more food. I'm paraphrasing. I absolutely agree. What are your thoughts? Do you think that we're going to have food shortages as well?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my standard answer is, if you live in a house, don't have a lawn, have a garden.
Right. Right. Have a garden. And it's not easy. You know, class, I said that it took 7 hours to get 7 quarts of green tomatoes in the jar. And, of course, that... You know, I'm not an expert. I don't think I'll ever be an expert, but I'm going to keep trying so I'll try to be an expert. I'm not going to give up. But it'll get faster and faster and faster. But it is still, no matter how quickly I do it, it's still going to, that 98.9 cent jar of pasta sauce is going to seem inexpensive compared to all of the labor that goes into canning and growing a garden. And I was out with Mrs. Finelli. We were tending the garden, weeding and watering and, you know, picking out the weeds and those kinds of things. And I said, you know, those tomatoes at the store seem really cheap compared to all this work. And that was weeks ago. That was weeks ago. Sharon, welcome back. Now with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Yeah, just real quick on the pressure canning. Usually the water comes out of the jar if you raise or lower the pressure too quickly. So if his pressure is jumping around from high to low while he's pressure canning, you'll lose moisture from your jars frequently. And you do want it not so tight that it can't let some out, because it's going to kind of steam out a little bit. So you could potentially crack a jar if you tighten it down too tight. But he should probably watch to make sure the pressure is staying the same in his canner, and then just let it come down naturally when he turns it off. And he probably won't lose too much liquid in the jar then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sharon, quick.
Don't take the pressure thing off.
Go ahead, Dr. Shealy.
Let it go down by itself, yeah.
Sharon, just so those of us who are trying to visualize this, I have not used a pressure canner. Does when compared to a water bath canner, there's a half an inch to an inch or so of water above the lid in a water bath canner. So you're literally kind of boiling the jars in water, completely surrounded, top to bottom, left to right, with a water bath canner. Is that the same with a pressure canner, or is there less water in a pressure canner?
Oh, no. I think they tell you put an inch. I never trust that, because you have to vent it for 7 to 10 minutes and steam comes out. I put my water in a pressure canner about halfway up the jar so that I don't run out of water, okay? But you don't put very much. They say an inch or something like that, but I probably put 2, just because I have had it one time steam out so much that there wasn't any water at the bottom, and you need the water to create the pressure, and there's steam pressure, you know. So I just put a little extra in there, but you don't cover them at all. It just goes up the jar.
Okay, that's a big difference. With the water bath canner, you cover the jar completely, plus a half an inch to an inch above the lid of the jar. With the pressure canner, you do not cover the jar completely. Okay, very good. Thank you. Sharon,
okay,
thanks so much. And
let's
do a break.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Class, if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, in the last segment, do you have any items that you'd like to make sure that we cover?
Nope, I'm open.
Okay. I've got a couple items that on my list for today. Dealing with surviving, living through the corona panic and the COVID-19. Dr. Shealy, what are your recommendations regarding medical recommendations, personal recommendations, gut feelings, all of that rolled into one regarding going to the supermarket, going to the home repair store to get, you know, lumber or whatever, you know, for those home projects, the lawnmower repair items, as well as social distancing, traveling, public spaces. What are your thoughts on all of that? What are your thoughts to survive this?
Well, I think it's all nonsense, of course, but if you live in Springfield now, you don't have any choice. They won't let you into Walmart without one. I don't know. I presume that all the stores are that way. I mean, theoretically, they've been ordered to do that. So I did go out and buy myself some masks.
I got an email.
If I have to go into a store, I will wear a mask.
Okay. I got an email from Sam's Club. We're a member of Sam's Club and have been for 27 years. And they said, we're delighted to have you be a customer. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. And we'll be glad to take your digits. But you got to wear a mask. I mean, that's what it says in this. Roughly, I'm paraphrasing. And I'm looking at some images of people shopping at Walmart. And there are people who are wearing these plastic, it looks like a Halloween-type costume for a large child, a big bubble over the face, like a face mask, and a hose, fake hose to an air tank with space boots. I mean, I see that. I see a woman riding one of those ride-around carts at... that could be a man. It's hard to tell. With a bag over over his face or her face, literally a plastic bag, which is crazy. Here's another woman. Yeah, this is a woman. I can tell it's a woman wearing men's underwear on her face. You know, jockey shorts. I see another guy wearing baby diapers across his face. I see another guy wearing a motorcycle helmet. I see another guy wearing a bag, like from McDonald's, a brown paper bag with eye holes in it. Another guy is wearing a cereal box over his face. Another guy is wearing an air cleaner. And I mean, literally, an automotive air cleaner from the 1960s. A big round air cleaner with a chrome top and a snorkel to tubes to a respirator. Another person, I can't tell whether it's male or female, wearing a rectangular tote. I'm talking about, oh, maybe 12 inches depth, 2 feet across and 2 feet tall with a hole cut in the bottom with the lid on it. And I see another person with an umbrella and a huge garbage bag coming all the way down to the floor. I see another guy, you know, those floating, let's see, actually pipe insulation, multicolored orange and green and blue and red, that noodles, they call them, for a pool. Well, this guy made a halo, and the noodles are sticking out 3 feet in every direction. And you can't get near this guy because you'll walk into his noodles coming out of his head. Another guy is wearing sanitary napkins on his face. So people are doing all kinds of things. And what I think they're trying to tell people is, this is ridiculous. I think that's what they're saying. So what do we do, Dr. Shilley? Do we avoid going shopping, or do we carry on as normal?
What kind of cautions? I plan on not doing any shopping. I prefer to go to Fair Grove. I can walk into that grocery store without a mask.
Okay, well, all right. And so we don't know if Missouri has locked down to masks or whether it's just Springfield, right? Do you think it's just Springfield?
Well, we know that Springfield's locked down and masked.
Yeah. Okay. And gloves,
although, too. If you have a medical condition, I mean, like, if you already have lung disease, for instance, wearing a mask is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So we will.
Because you'll be... Because of the rebreathing of carbon dioxide, is that what you mean?
It lowers your oxygen saturation.
Yeah. Right.
So we do give appropriate medical exemptions.
I'm wondering, Dr. Shilley, when the people who are protesting are going to wake up and say, it was the Chinese that did this. This thing got out of a lab, and we should start boycotting all Chinese products. I wonder why that hasn't happened.
Well, because it's being run by stupid people.
Yeah. Class, I suggest you consider not buying anything from China. Don't feed the beast. Don't feed the beast. Dr. Shilley, thank you so much for being with us today. Oh, one last question. Are you concerned about LED lights with in the house emitting ultraviolet rays that damage eyes? Is that a concern?
No. I've got almost exclusively LED lights in my house.
Yeah. Here's Dr. Shilley, normshilley.com. Thank you, Dr. Shilley.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.